morning. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I am so excited to see you. So excited you are here. And guess what? I know you are here and you're going to receive a blessing tonight. Can you say amen? Amen. You're going to receive from the word, from the worship. Hallelujah. I just have a few announcements. We welcome all those online as well. We're glad you could tune in with us. Kingdom Kids and Zion Lions will be with Kristen Kaufman. She's doing the May and the month review for May. So all the kids can follow Kristen to the classroom today. I wanted to say happy Memorial Day to all those, all of us actually, but especially to all the branches of the military, those who have served, those who are still serving, those who have died while serving. We honor you. We thank you. Thank you for your service. Amen. Do we have any men or women in the house that have served in the military? And if we do, stand up. Let us honor you. Amen. Thank you. So we appreciate, we honor you, we thank you for your service. Amen. This Tuesday, if anyone is available, we'll be able to finish painting in our prayer room. If I can get two or three, gonna meet here at 11 o'clock on Tuesday. So hopefully we can get all the paint done and finished in there. If you are able, just come or let me know. Mark your calendars next Saturday. Our pastor from Fremont, Ohio, Bishop Gary and Pastor Lydia Clowers will be with us. He's going to be ministering the word. A phenomenal man of God, him and his wife. And they call us all the time, and they care about this church. They birthed it with us. Amen. And because of them, we are here as well. So I encourage you to come out and listen to what Bishop has to say. Hallelujah. Mark your calendar also. We have a picnic coming up July 2nd, Saturday, July 2nd. The church, we won't have service. We're going to be picnicking and hanging out with everybody and fellowshipping. This year it will be at Derek and Susan Lute's house. It's in Elwood City. And this Wednesday, I'll have all the papers and stuff. You can bring dishes. And they're also having baptism. So anybody that has not been baptized, you can come to the picnic, and we will baptize you in the name of Jesus. So there will be sign-ups for that as well. Because of the holiday, we figured it was busy. There's no fellowship tonight, so no food or fellowship downstairs. So you can get home with your families and probably have a nice weekend. Amen. But stand with me. Hallelujah. I was here today with my class, and we were talking about some of the things like that come against us. And a lot of things come against us. Sometimes it's the enemy. Sometimes it's us, amen, that we just get down. We just get discouraged. But listen, God has given us a word and a strategy and a warfare that he has given us praise. He's given us worship. He's given us a prayer. Hallelujah. He's giving us tactics that we can defeat the enemy, that we can rise above our circumstances, church. I just wanted to share with you in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 21, it said, after consulting the people, and the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. And this is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. And at that very moment, they began to sing and give praise to the Lord, caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting among themselves. They destroyed themselves. Why? Because of praise and worship. Listen, if you are going through something, lift up a shout and begin to worship your God. Worship. Worship, church, will defeat your enemies. Worship will bring victory. If you're looking for a breakthrough, worship. Sometimes, it's the hardest thing to do when you're down. It's the hardest thing to do when you're discouraged. But I'm telling you what, when you lift up the name of the Lord, put on a CD, sing the song, just say, Jesus, hallelujah, and he will bring victory. Praise confuse the enemy. Worship is your greatest weapon, hallelujah. In the midst of discouragement, praise can be the very thing that brings you out and then into tomorrow's blessings. Can you receive that? So, Father, we thank you for tonight. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are defeating, Lord God, those things that try to crush us. Hallelujah. If we will just lift up a praise unto your name, if we will just cry out, Jesus, 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 hallelujah. There's no one greater than you. Hallelujah. Father, you've defeated all our enemies, all our foes, all our confusion, all our anxieties, all our depression, all our things that we deal with, Lord Jesus. You have taken them, Lord God, and we give them to you tonight, Lord God. We release them unto you, Father. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Minister to all of our hearts, Lord God. Bring peace. Bring joy. Hallelujah. Bring a praise upon our lips, Lord God, that we will shout and we will dance and we will celebrate in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love. Lord, we just love you tonight. Lord, have your way in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
By the cross you came and broke them down. You broke them down. There were chains around us. By your grace we are no longer bound. No longer bound. You called me out of the grave. You called me into the light. You called my name and then my heart came alive. Your love is greater. Your love is stronger.
Glad to hear y'all. Sounds good.
Hearts praying for a fresh encounter. Souls looking for a living ready for real revival. Oh, Holy Spirit, come like a flood, like a fire. Holy Spirit, fall in this place, fill our hearts. Holy Spirit, come like a flood, like a fire. So much more. We're looking to a new horizon. We're praying for your rain to pour. An overflowing of your true redemption. An overflowing of your kingdom. I'm ready for a real revival. Oh, Holy Spirit, come like a flood, like a fire. Holy Spirit, fall in this place. Fill our hearts. new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come to, because they can't stay long when I'm here with you. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come to. Caught up in your presence, I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment, I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings, Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I'm sorry when I've just gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sang another song. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm caught up in your presence, I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment, I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings, Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else. Nothing else. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I just want you. And nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you.
Come on, is that a heart?
Nothing else.
Come on, hallelujah.
And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want
you. Come on, let's cry it out tonight.
And nothing else.
Yes, Lord.
And nothing else.
Come on.
Nothing else will do.
Yeah.
I just want you. And nothing else. And nothing else.
Jesus.
Nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else.
Jesus.
And nothing else.
Hallelujah.
Nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else.
We lay it down.
And nothing else.
Jesus.
Nothing else will
do. Come on, cry it out.
I just want you. And nothing else. And nothing else.
Oh, yes, Lord. I just want you.
I just want you. Nothing else,
oh,
nothing else will do. I just want you. Oh, nothing else.
Oh, nothing else.
Nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else,
Jesus.
And nothing else,
Jesus.
Nothing else will do.
I just want you. I just want you. Come on, just say that right there.
I just want you.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want you.
Jesus.
I just want you. I just want you.
Come on, just sing that tonight. Come on, is that your heart?
I just want you.
Oh, come on, everything else.
I just want you.
Make it about Jesus tonight. Make it about Him tonight.
I just want you.
Lay everything down at His feet. Hallelujah.
I just want you.
Every problem. Hallelujah.
I just want you.
Every difficulty we lay down.
I just want you.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
I just want you.
Oh, I just want you. We lift up our hearts, God.
I just want you.
Come on, you know He's the only answer. He's the only answer. He's the only answer for every dilemma, every problem, everything that we face. Do you believe that tonight? Come on, do you believe that tonight? Hallelujah. Listen, I want you to know, there's a lot of things that try to deter us and try to distract us. Come on, amen. From letting Him be the only thing. Hallelujah. Come on. There's some things around you. There's some things around me. Sometimes they're tribulations. Sometimes they're situations. Come on. You got some situations in your life. Come on. Have you been through some tribulations in your life? Some of those things want to distract us. But we got to be at that place here tonight, every one of us, that we decide, Lord, I want it to be about You. Just about Jesus. I'm going to lay down my distractions. Would you want to do that tonight? Come on. Come on. So many times we go through things and we wear ourselves out. And Jesus says, if you make it about me, hallelujah. If you give it to me, hallelujah. If you lay it at my feet, hallelujah. I've already died. I've already got the victory. It's already in me. I need you to choose whether or not you're going to carry the weight of your burdens or you're going to let me, hallelujah, who took it to the cross, I carried it there, I would die and buried and rose again in victory. That's the victory that we have. So I choose whether or not I'm going to carry it or I'm going to leave it at the cross. I leave it at the cross. I leave it at the cross. I leave it at the cross. Can you say that tonight? I leave it at the cross, Father God. I leave it at the cross, God. Hallelujah. I lay it down, God. Lord, it just be about you, Father God. That I lay down my burdens. I lay down my weariness. Hallelujah. I lay down my situation, my problems, my tribulation. Hallelujah. My persecution. And I lay it at your feet, God. Lord, that I have nothing else in my hands but just your hand. That I'm holding on to nothing else but you. So Father God, tonight, hallelujah. Tonight, God, I've decided, we decide, hallelujah. God, Lord, that we make it personal. God, Lord, that I take hold of what you've done for me, hallelujah. What has been accomplished, what has been finished, and what has been done, hallelujah. I say yes to it, God. I say yes to it, God. I will not come in disagreement with it, God. I will not argue against it, but I'll stand in believing and knowing, God. You are who you say you are, God. And I believe it, God. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give God a shout. Come on. Shout to God, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We shout, we thank you, Jesus. We shout, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Woo, come on. Come on, I feel God tonight.
Come on, you feel Jesus?
I said you feel him, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Listen, listen, listen. Listen, I wrote this down when my wife was sharing some things. Say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where your troubles are coming from. Come on, we could see the enemy wants you to see, where is it coming from? Like my wife said, is it coming from the devil? Is it coming from this place? Is it coming from that place? Is it Republicans or Democrats? Is it this? Is it that? Come on, where is it coming from? Is it these people, that people? Say, oh, someone, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. See, the enemy wants you to focus on that. Come on, where your trouble comes from. He wants you to focus on where that comes from. But God says, hallelujah, if you don't worry about that, you just got to know where your help comes from. And my help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord, hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the trouble comes from. I got to know where my help comes from. And it comes from Jesus. It comes from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Somebody shout to God. Woo! Give him glory. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. We serve a great God. A great God. He deserves greater praise. Come on, he deserves it. He deserves it. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated if you can. Hallelujah. Where's your help come from? My help comes from the Lord. Come on. We can let him help us, but we cannot. Sometimes we get periodic victories in our lives. Because sometimes we give God notice. Sometimes we give God place. But God just doesn't want a piece. God just doesn't want you to add him to your life. See, that's what sometimes people do. We just add God to my busyness. We add God to where we are. We add God in. We just add Him in. But God says, I don't want to just be added in. But you got to recognize, if I'm just adding God, I'm going to stay where I'm at. But if I let God add to me, if I let God multiply me, if I let God, hallelujah, break forth out of my life, if I'm not just saying I'm going to add God today, like a little bit of salt and pepper to my meal. He's more than that, saints. Come on, He's more than that. Come on, I've got some victories in my life. I want to share some things with you, because I got victories in my life because I just didn't stand on the side of the road just as let Him go by. But I stepped out. I grabbed hold of Him. Hallelujah. And I said, God, I need You. I need You. Hallelujah. I need You. And I'm telling you, I've had some difficulties in my life that tried to get in my way from getting to Jesus. But I'm determined with everything within me. Come on, come hell or high water, nothing shall separate me from the love of Jesus. Nothing will get in my way. Doesn't matter what tribulation, doesn't matter. Because Jesus says, in this world, you're going to face tribulation. You're going to face suffering. Come on. You're going to face it. Say you're going to face it. Thank you, praise team. You're awesome. Come on. Give me something for a second. Just something. I want to encourage you today. How many guys know that? Man, most of you are off this weekend. I think some of you, most of you. Say thank you, Jesus. I know I'm kind of happy just to kind of relax a little bit. Sometimes it's more than just relaxing. It's more than that. We celebrated those saints, the service men and women. But sometimes we just... Sometimes you want to get away. I want to help you tonight. So I want you to help me tonight. Will you help me tonight? You got a mouth? Preach with me. See, listen, the way, do you want to be scriptural? We be scriptural, because one angel would say one to the other, holy. And then this side will say holy. And this side will say holy. And this side. And in the midst of that, hallelujah, there's a participation. There's an atmosphere that's created for God to move. There's an atmosphere created. Come on, an atmosphere. Because God won't press Himself into us. He won't push us. He won't push past your will. He won't push you past the point unless you say yes. Unless we say, come, Lord Jesus, come. Unless we say nothing else. God, I need You more than anything else in my life. But sometimes we just need a break. Tell someone, I need a break. Come on, you feel like you're going through some things. But Jesus tells us. He says, you're going to go through tribulation. Even Peter says, think it not odd. Think it not strange that you go through tribulation. Think it not strange that you go through fiery trials. Because listen, what was pressed against Jesus for Him not to press through with the Father, that pressure that was upon Him, not to achieve, not to walk in all that the Father had for Him, say there's pressure. Jesus suffered those things. He suffered rejection. He suffered brokenness. He suffered so many different things. But I'm here to tell you, He is the example for us to say, God never fails. That the Father was faithful. And so Jesus, in that return, was able to tell you and me, hear me tonight, hear me. Catch this. Can you grab this? Can you take this with your hearts? I believe that we got to understand these things. We got to be at this place where we understand where we're at. Because... See, I know that I know so many people are going through so many things, and sometimes I just want to shield people from things. Sometimes I just want to throw myself over you, that pick up your burdens. I mean it with all my heart. I mean it with all my heart. I know some of the things you're carrying. I wish I could carry them. I wish I could help you through them. I wish I could walk every minute of your day and be beside you to be your cheerleader. But you have the Holy Spirit who's greater than me. You have the Spirit of God that's greater than me to cheer you on. And sometimes he's the forgotten one. He's the forgotten one in our lives with it. He's always available. He's always serving. He's always looking to help you, to comfort you. Can you say the Comforter's here? Come on, the Comforter is here. I really know that, man, that, listen to me. I know that there's so many things that my wife and I have just one thing after another. And we were just driving the other day. We just said, let's just go. We had to work, do things, but we just were driving and she was saying some things and I hushed her. She hushes me too, so. But I hushed her and I said, shh, this is worship. And we just started to worship. And that really hits me with it, man. The troubles that are around us, the things there, we look at them. How did this happen? How's this happening? Why is this happening? Why do they hate me? Why do they not like me? Why does this? And God says, I'm your help. I'm your help. I'm your help. You don't have to, I'm right here. Let me overwhelm you. And I mean, just sitting in that place, nothing changed. I still have the troubles. I still have the tribulation. I still have those things that are around me. But I want you to know, my help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. God says, just let me let me cover you. Let me surround you. Because you're in this world, you'll have tribulations. Because I'm not going to take you out. I'm going to let you, you're in this world. Because you're here to shine. You're here for me to overwhelm you so that in that moment you'll shine in darkness. Tell someone, shine. See, God wants to overwhelm us so that all that he is overwhelms others. They touch others. So he says this, in your tribulation, the tribulation you're going through, you're in this world, it'll happen, it'll suffer. But in me, Jesus says, in me, you'll have peace. Choose. You'll have that. But in me, even though that's out there, all those things are around you. Come on, they're around me. Say, they're around me. And sometimes I'm angry at my tribulations and the things that are around me. But God says, I'm with you. So who cares who's against you? Because I'm with you. Come on, amen. Who cares what's out there? Who cares where it came from? Who cares about that? I'm here to tell you, I'm your comforter. I'm your helper. I'm the one that's got your hand. I'm the one that's holding your hand. I'm the one. Walk with me. Walk with me. Let me have your attention. In me. Stay in me. Tell someone, stay in me. Well, I do. No, we don't. We jump out when our situations attract us. Come on, when those other things demonstrate their power in our lives, we turn the channel on. And I focus on that, I focus on all that, but he says, in me is peace. He's not a liar. In me, so just like it was a demonstration as we were driving down the road, I'm still surrounded by trouble, but in him, I overwhelmed by peace. I was overwhelmed by peace. I was overwhelmed by his mercy and his goodness. I tasted and see God's good. They're still there, but he's good. Do you let me overwhelm you? Stay in me. In me is peace that I overwhelm you, that I reveal to you who I am. You know your problems, but let me reveal who I am to you. That's what God wants to do. That's what God wants to do. Man, I want you to know there's trouble, man. We see it down there. We prayed, come on down to Texas and whatever. It doesn't matter where it is. You know what the problem is? I want you to hear this. Here's this kid and those children, all those ones. But listen, it should not have happened. It shouldn't happen. You know why? Because that kid was hopeless. He was hopeless. You say hopeless? He was hopeless. He's without hope. In this world you have tribulations, but in me you have peace, you have hope. See, that's the problem. That's the problem where that kid felt like it was hopeless. He was hopeless. But in him is hope. See, listen, that's not who we are. We got to be at a place where that all the things that are going on, the pressures that we face, the enemy wants you to be in a place where that you're hopeless. You're hopeless. And someone says, well, never me. I want you to know, listen to me. The more things that come in your distractions that get on your road with God, the more things that we let stay, they happen. Say they happen. They happen, but I'm here to tell you, I want you to see something. I want you to know something. Some of those things, I cannot be driven by them, but I gotta be driven by them. Come on. I gotta let them drive me. Come on, amen. But I let them, hallelujah, by the power of God, press me onto Him. Press me on. The Bible says, with much tribulation, we enter the kingdom of God. Can I help you tonight? All right. I'm gonna give you some good news. Did we lose the computer? Just for a minute. All right. Can you tell someone we got power? We got power. We got power. Come on, amen. Man, listen, you guys, did you lose any power last week? Anybody raise your hand if you lost power last week? Ugh. No, but just me. I've never really lost power for a very long time, but we lost power for how many hours? 24 hours. That sucks. You know why? Listen, I want you to hear this. Listen, because I'm so dependent upon power. And when that happened to us, I thought, man, God just reminded me. He says, don't neglect or don't forget about the power I have. Don't underestimate or let it not be to you what it can be. I walked around and I kept flipping switches. This is 2 days later. Sometimes we just like assume that. How much do we appreciate that we realize the power that's in us? Sometimes we just go and, oh, we just go through life, this and that, and we forget about the power. And sometimes God steps back for a moment and lets you realize that He's here, but you need to acknowledge Him. We need to know that He is God. So sometimes we just get caught in life and go through the motions and we neglect the power. We get on autopilot. Bible says in everything, say in everything. What does it say? In everything, give thanks. Not for everything, thank you Jesus. But I got to be at a place that I thank God in everything. Say, you got to be in the right place. See, the enemy wants you to step out of thanksgiving. Because when you step out of thankfulness to God, come on, you place something else there. Come on. We put something else there. So we got to be at a place where in everything we're thankful. So when those things come, which they will, I have to be thankful for what He's done, for what He's going to do. Come on, amen. And I need to rejoice in it. I need to rejoice. Come on. Not for it, but in it. Come on, in it. Say in it. You're gonna be in it. So be thankful while you're in it. What are you thankful for? I'm thankful that you're bigger than this thing. I'm thankful, God, Lord, that you're bigger than this. Hallelujah. And sometimes you gotta remind yourself. Sometimes you gotta just stir yourself up and say, man, hallelujah. I'm thankful, God, Lord, that you're bigger. I'm thankful, God, Lord, that you got this thing. I'm thankful, God, Lord, that you're gonna turn this thing for my good, God. I'm gonna stay in that place of trust in you, Father. Say, stay in the place. Don't get out your place. Come on, amen. Let's look at Psalms 5:11. Can I just give you some scriptures here? I had a really nice sermon. I did, man. I just really put some time in it, like, all week long. And God says, not today. My God, geez, this is supposed to be an easy weekend. Psalm 5:11 says this. Check this out. You ready? But let all those that put their trust, some might not. Come on, amen. Not everybody's going to get in the boat. Tell your neighbor, not everybody's going to get in the boat. Come on, Jesus asked us to go with him. Come on, in some conditions that we're not sure of. And he says, in thee, rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Come on. Say, shout for joy. He says, because thou defendest them, let them also that love thy name be joyful in him. That we have to be joyful where? In him. Listen, the enemy wants us to step out of the joy of the Lord. He wants us to step out. So when we lose our thankfulness, we begin to lose our joy. Come on, amen. We got to recognize that. I want you to see this. We go through things in our life, but he's the defender of my heart. Hear this, listen. He's the defender of my heart. See, I let God defend my heart. See, because there's tribulations, there's offenses, there's people that will come against you, there's problems that might try to overwhelm you. But listen to me, God says, I want to be the defender of your heart. I want to be the protector of your heart. So that when those things take place, because they will, I want to be the peace within you. I want to defend your heart. I want to protect you from those things that are around you. You might be in them, but I'm going to be the defender of your heart. That I let God be my help and defend me in the midst of those situations. I let the love of God overwhelm me. Just like my wife and I, those things were overwhelming that we were facing. But in that moment, I let God defend my heart. From getting bitter, from getting angry, from getting mad at my situations, for feeling God disappointed in me, for feeling you disappointed in me, not you, but you know, or whoever that might be, come on, amen, or the government, or whatever that might be, I might feel, but I'm here to tell you, he's the defender of my heart, he's the protector of my heart, I give him the place of my heart, he holds it, and the Bible says this, it says, and he says, and for the Lord wilt bless the righteous with favor, and he will compass him with a shield. He will surround me. Whew. He'll surround me if I let him. If I let him. See, my problems can surround me, or I can let him. I can let him defend me. God wants to defend you. God wants to fight your battles for you. And see, God just wants you to be in a place that you rejoice. God just wants you to shout for joy. What are you shouting for joy for? For the victory that he's given you. Do you know why I shout for joy? I shout for joy. I shout for it. Because why? I'm shouting from the place that, guess what? I might not be able to feel it. I might not be able to see it. But I shout in belief. For that which he's already conquered for me. I shout in the victory of the triumph of Christ in his victory at the cross and his resurrection. That's what I'm shouting for. Come on, amen. So I keep shouting for that. I keep shouting in the midst of that moment, hallelujah, that I don't let myself be overwhelmed, but I let God through the joy, through shouting, God has given me a declaration. He's given me something. See, listen, if you do this, the enemy wants to separate you from the defender. See, the enemy wants to separate you from your defender. He wants to separate you. He wants to unlock your security system. He wants to breach your defender. He wants to breach it. He wants to enter in. He wants to get to that place. The enemy's a thief. Say he's a thief. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy. But I'm here to tell you, listen, God says, I'm the shepherd. And anybody who goes through this door has to go through me. But you got to let me be that. That I declare, you are my shepherd. Come on, say it tonight. You are my shepherd, God. You are my shepherd, God. You care. God, Lord, I'm going to let you, hallelujah, whatever comes in is going to be through you. Whatever goes out, whatever that means, Lord, I want you to be the defender of my heart. I want you to be the one. And a shepherd will lay his life down at that door. He will become the door. Do you know that's what they did? They used to take sticks and trees and all kinds of, when they were in the desert places, they would take whatever they could find to create a fence around it. To create a protective barrier that whatever was out there that was in the world could not get in. And listen, and there was one way in, say one way in. And the one way in, the shepherd would lay at that door. Lay himself down at the door. That whatever tried to come in, it'd have to go through him. Is he laying at your door? Man, I want God laying at my door. I want him laying at my door. I want him to be the defender of my heart. I give him that place. It's not always easy to do that. But when God comes upon you and you know that God's telling you that you, this shouldn't be right, that's God's voice in your heart saying, listen to me. Come on, trust in me. You know what's right. You know what that might be. That we listen to God's voice. That we hear God's voice. And the more that I say yes to God, the more that I hear God. And you say, well, God, listen, sometimes I was thinking about this the other day. I hope I'm not just going everywhere. I don't know where I'm going either, so buckle in. So listen, and I was driving, I'll say, God, Lord, sometimes I being real, Lord, I really want to hear your voice in this particular way, like in this particular volume, over this particular situation. I want you to speak to me directly for this, God. I just felt God saying no. I didn't want to hear that that was what God was saying. I just felt in my heart. Like I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. He said, because you're not a baby. See, when my daughter was a baby and she was in her crib, man, when she first would cry, let me say this again. When she would cry, Kelly would jump up. You hear the baby? Because I do. So Kelly would jump up and run to her aid. She's a baby. But after so long, see, the baby wants you to come and on her terms to come whenever she cries. Come now, and feed me now. I want this now. I want to do this. And even when all the needs are met, everything's met. Come on, you know babies. But eventually you get to a place where that they're crying and screaming, and we had to come to a place where just let her cry. She's fine. She's training me. Do you know that's what kids will do? They'll see how far they can push you. That's what we do with God. God cannot be moved. God will fulfill all your needs, whatever you need. And sometimes we'll shout and we'll do this and that. You go ahead. God's not threatened by you yelling at him. He's not threatened by that. But there comes to a place where God says, and as you grow in maturity, what you needed as a baby, you don't need it no more. So don't be offended at God, but realize you're mature. Say, I'm mature. See, in my relationship with my wife, I've been married for 32 years. Right? Almost. Long time. But I don't have to say, hey, I love you. I don't have to say it. I do. Listen to me. But all I got to do is, I was just looking at her. She knows how she knows me. Sometimes I just got to look at him. Sometimes I just got to look at his word. Sometimes I got to put my attention towards him. And I know, oh, you love me. I don't have to hear anything. Come on, amen. I don't have to hear anything, but I feel everything. When we were driving down the road and God just began to overwhelm us, I didn't hear anything, but I knew it. It was just like God was saying, I love you. I love you. See, God wants us to be at a place where that we just know. It's in the knowing. See, God wants us to be at that place. Because when all hell breaks loose, my love is not determined by that. That I know that God loves me. That even though things go wrong, it's okay. Because God loves me. Are you okay? All right. So he says, so here, let me just, this is something I shared on Wednesday, and this is, was in my heart a lot. So I'm just going to give this to you. Where's it at? Psalms 23. You all know what it is. Come on, don't you? This is Psalms 23. And it says, thou preparest, he's prepared a table before me. Hear me tonight. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So whosoever believes in him, he will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Tell someone there's a table prepared for you. Did you hear me? He's prepared a table for us through his son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that, he's prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. We are in this world in tribulation. There's things all around us, but I'm here to tell you, don't be fearful. Because he's prepared a table for me to eat from. See, the world wants to feed you hopelessness. The world wants to feed you fear. The world wants to feed you hatred. The world wants to feed you all these things. Come on, amen. All this negative, they want to feed you it. And they have a buffet. Come on, prepared for you. The enemy has a buffet. Come on, he just wants you to put your bib on. Pull your bum up to the table and eat. And sometimes those things might look good or they might feel better in that moment. But God says, I have a table for you, prepared for you in the midst of this wilderness, in the midst of this situation, in the midst of the world. I got a table. He's my son, prepared for you. Pull yourself up to the table. Say everything. See, he's got everything for us. He says, in the presence of my enemies. Listen, I just want to give you these couple things. Thou preparest the table for me. He says, my head, thou anointest my head with oil. That word, anointest. Ready for this? It means to make fat. God says, I want you to eat and take hold of all that you can of me. That we're overflowing. That he makes fat. That the anointing is fat. It's the oil, was the fat from the animals, the sacrifice. Come on, amen. It's that the fatty part of the, you know, that's the most choice part. Because that's what gives the flavor to everything. That's the fat. That's where the oil comes from. That, come on, all that oil in the midst of that. And God says, I want to make you fat with my goodness. I want to overflow you with who I am. I want you to sit in my table and I want you to indulge, hallelujah, in all that I have, in my goodness and my mercy. I want you to overeat. Come on, amen. I want you to overeat. I want you to take it in. I want you to keep worshiping and don't stop. I want you to pray and don't stop. I want you to get in my word and don't stop. Amen. You be at that table that you keep eating. Come on, amen. That you keep eating. We're a generation that overeats, but we overeat the wrong stuff. We need to overeat all that God has for us, that we overflow all of him. He says, and then surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Follow me all the days of my life. He says, this is the consequences of me sitting at the table. Goodness and mercy will follow me. Come on. It'll follow me. Sometimes I get my eyes, and sometimes we need to look around and say, man, goodness, we need to look for it. Come on. David said this. He says, I would have failed unless I would have believed to see the goodness of God. I would have failed. I would have tripped. I would not have made it. If I would not have believed to see, before I seen it, I believed the goodness of God. Sometimes you don't always know the goodness of God or experience it all the time. It's there. Say it's there. Sometimes it's found in a secret place. Are you okay? He says, in the house, and I will dwell. Say, I will dwell. I ain't giving up my seat. I'm not giving up my seat. I'm not going to get out of my seat. Amen? Come on, the Bible says, don't give the enemy any place. Don't give him your seat. Come on. Don't give him your seat with unthankfulness. Come on, don't give him your seat with whatever that might, doubt and fear. Don't give him your seat. I'm not going to give up my seat. But I'm going to sit in my seat and bless the Lord. Listen. You okay? Come on, give me a second. He says, let's look at James 1. I got to get here because this is the whole text. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this really quick. James 1. Randy, James 1. James 1. 1. And it says, in James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ to 12 tribes which were scattered abroad. Say scattered. They were scattered. And the reason why they were scattered is in Acts. Can you look up Acts 8:4? Here's why. Because the pressure that was upon them. See, the enemy tried to create havoc. This is a church that's moving. Come on, exciting. We're doing God, Lord, we're worshiping. This, and all of a sudden, the enemy comes against them for what they were standing and what they were believing in. The enemy tried to stop it. He tried to derail them. He tried to derail them. And the way that he did it is he tried to scatter them. He tried to put pressure upon them that they would break apart and go in a different direction. And it says, therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere. And what did they do? They preached the word. Say backfire. See, listen to me. See, it was all, God let that thing happen in their lives. And listen, there's things that happen in our lives. Hey, listen to me. Trouble will come, but he needs to be my help. Because when he's in your help, it'll fulfill his purpose. Come on, amen. Because he loves you. And when you're walking in God's calling and God's purposes, everything's going to work together. You might not see it right away. They might not have seen it, but the pressure today, we could see that pressure that was placed upon them from the enemy, God used it for his glory. Because in that pressure, those people stayed in their seat. They didn't give up their place. They worshiped God. They blessed God. And when the enemy pressed them out of that city, that you thought, wow, they're going to run. They're going to give up. They're going to quit. It didn't work that way. They worship God. And they begin to share the gospel. And that's how the gospel began to be spread. Dumb devil. Come on.
What?
Oh, thanks. I thought my zipper was down. So in the midst of persecution, he scattered them. Tried to separate them. Say separate. He tried to separate them. But I want you to hear this, listen to me. But the word was spread. He scattered them like seeds. I want you to know that we have the word in us. I'm a word from God. I have a word, I have a testimony from God that he's given me. He's given you. We have a word from God. The enemy wants to derail. He wants you to lose your testimony. But God says, I'm going to use you when he scatters you to be like a seed that's scattered all over the place. And he says, the pressure meant to destroy them, to stop them. The enemy wants to intimidate your testimony. He wants to intimidate our testimony by our circumstances, by our tribulation. The enemy says, if we put the pressure upon them, we'll intimidate them. Wrong. And the reason why is because they stayed thankful and they stayed in the right place in their heart and they sat at the table of the provision of God. They ate from what God had for them, not what the world had. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Come on. And Daniel, as they were in that place, they decided within them hearts they would not eat from the enemy's table. We won't eat from them. We will not eat from that king's table. We won't eat. They were determined in their hearts they would not eat from that provision. But they let God provide for them. And sometimes that's not always easy because it's not what everybody else is doing. And it feels like you might be going the opposite direction. Sometimes that feels hard. Sometimes it feels tough. It's kind of like Paul when he was in that place. Let me just go there real quick because it's really good. So we know that it says this. It says, and when Paul, and within, this is in Philippians. One 12, and it says, but I should understand, I want you to understand, brethren, that the things which happened to me have fallen out rather unto the further of the gospel. Those things that came against me to derail me, I let God use them to bring it up, to cause me to come up higher. In the midst of those things, that pressure, in the place of obedience, Paul said, I'm going to let this push me towards the Father. That's not always easy to do. Because sometimes that'll put us in some precarious situations. Sometimes you'll be alone. Sometimes you'll feel like you're by yourself. And he says, rather for the furtherance of the gospel, so that my chains and that my bonds in Christ are manifest. In all the palace, in all the places. Listen, Paul says, listen to me. In the midst of my prison, he was handcuffed. He was chained to a soldier. Do you know what happened? That every time Paul prayed, that guy heard him. Every time he worshiped, he might not lift it up his hand, but Paul lifted up his other hand. And God was, and Paul, in that moment, manifested God to those men. Those ones that were the ones that were there, his prisoners trying to hold him back. He wasn't mad at them. No, he just worshiped through it. And God manifested himself to them. See, the enemy wants you to be intimidated. He wants you to be frustrated. He wants you to be mad at your condition. And guess what he did? He just worshiped God. And instead of the enemy intimidating him, that man standing beside him was intimidated by that man's faith. And all those ones around that they thought that if we put him in prison, they're going to become fearful and quit worshiping. It worked the opposite way. They seen his boldness and their boldness rose up. And he says, and many of the brethren, they waxed with confidence. In verse 18, it says, and therein do I rejoice. Yea, I will rejoice, for I know that this shall turn for my salvation. This shall turn. Say it shall turn. This shall turn for my salvation. Because I've made this about him. I've not made this about my problems. I've not made this about my situation, but I've made this about him. So he'll turn it for me because God's for me, not against me. And he says, and the supply through your prayer and supply of the Spirit of Jesus, through the supply for the provision that God has provided for me. So what the enemy has tried to try to derail me, it worked the opposite. You all right? Let me just give you a couple here. Just a second. I got to give you these couples. Is that all right? He says, we're not having fellowship tonight, so. So he says, but here's this. So he says, and so we see this. He says, and they scattered abroad their greetings, each one of these. They scattered the children of Israel, the Jews. He says, in verse 2, he says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Tell someone, count it all joy. Count it all joy. So when these things you face, he says, count it. Add it. You need to add joy to what you're going through. Make sure that you keep joy, praise, and worship in the equation. Tell someone you got to keep worshiping. Come on, you got to keep praising. This is the key thing. Listen, he says, you got to keep praising. Come on. That when you go through the tribulations, when you go through the situation, you got to keep praising. You got to keep praising. So here's the thing. See, the enemy, all you got to do, listen, if your answer doesn't come tomorrow, what are you going to keep doing? Keep praising. You keep praising. See, listen, the devil's trying to outlast you. You just outlast the devil. Come on, listen. When you stop praising, I want you to know, listen. If the devil don't see you rejoicing, he will think he's winning. I said, if the devil does not see you rejoicing, he's going to think he's winning. So keep rejoicing. See, the enemy ain't that smart. So when you're going through all hell and he sees you rejoicing in the Lord, come on, he sees you and he knows what's happening around you, but he doesn't know what's happening in you. So you rejoice, hallelujah. You rejoice in the midst, hallelujah, of the enemy. He's prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemies. So keep rejoicing in the Lord. Say, keep rejoicing. I gotta keep rejoicing. I gotta keep rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Just keep rejoicing. You begin to, in rejoicing, you let God be the defending of your heart. Because you're rejoicing. Why? Because of His ability. Not because of your situations. Not because you go, no. Because of who He is and what He's done for you. You're rejoicing in that and that alone. Listen, He says, and when it felt the temptations and these, knowing this. My brother, encounter all joy that when you fall in diverse temptation, know this. Tell your neighbor, know this. That the trying of your faith worketh patience. Tell someone it's working for me. See, the enemy wants it to work against you. But God says, I'm going to work it for you. I'm going to work this for you. If you let me work out of you. If you stay in me in peace, I'm going to work it out of you. And it happens through patience. You keep rejoicing. And you begin to get patience. Come on. In that place of patience. It's not easy to be patient. But in that place of patience, come on, in that place of patience, we begin to hear from God. It's in that place. In that place of being patient with who God is. See, the enemy wants to put pressure upon you. Do you know, listen, the children of Israel, it says that Pharaoh came against them, adversity against them. He tried to put pressure upon them. And the more adversity he placed upon them because they were growing. The enemy does not want to see you grow. He doesn't want to see you grow. He doesn't want to see you mature. So think it not odd when pressure comes. Because the enemy wants to delay your progress. How many of your progress have been delayed sometimes? Come on. Come on, all of us. Because of the pressure. See, but the children of Israel, when the pressure was applied, they multiplied. See, the enemy thought, Pharaoh thought, listen, if I put pressure upon them, they're not going to multiply. But they multiplied. They got bigger. They became greater. Do you know that it was working for God? Because this was the purpose of God. That they multiplied. Because why? Because they were His children. They were going to go forth out. So in the midst of adversity, they didn't subtract, but they multiplied. Come on, amen. The enemy wants to divide. He wants to separate you from God. But listen to me. In the midst of that pressure, as you take hold of Him, as you stand in your position with God, you're going to multiply. You're going to get bigger. Come on, amen. With patience, you're going to grow. You're going to grow. You're going to begin to walk into experience of who God is. You're going to walk in a place of faith, of knowing that God's faithful. Unless you're faced with pressure, you will not know and walk in the understanding that God's faithful. If you never place yourself in a position, or we're standing in a place of position where that we got to know the faithfulness of God. If I'm not standing in faith, I don't have to know faith. But God wants us to stay in our position in faithfulness with Him. You all right? Let me finish. He says that no, and he says, so they grew and they multiplied. My best qualities have been revealed in my tribulation. My greatest qualities in my life is whenever I've been abandoned, when I've been persecuted, but I chose to let God to be the guarding of my heart and multiply me. So the enemy wanted me to get angry and hate people. But God says, no, no, no. I want to multiply my love for people in your life. I want you to be at a place where you feel like you got to run. When you feel like you're going to run away, God wants you to come back at a place where you open yourself up. That you're able to trust. Because why? He's the defender of my heart. He's the defender of my heart. He's the protector of my heart. Somebody says that, oh, I'll never love again. That's sad. Because you put your heart in somebody else's hand, not God's. Because I'm able to love again. Because my heart is in His hands. Amen? Trusting God through it all. Joseph, as he revealed the prophetic word. You know, it's easy to receive a prophetic word. It's easy to hear the word and say, yeah, that's for me. Can I just say this? There's all adults here. Can I just say this? Listen, it's easy. It's harder to give birth than it is to become pregnant. Come on, help me tonight. It's not hard that way. But the hard part, it's not hard to receive the prophet, the word. But it's the process. It's in the process. Because why? Because I've never given birth, but I've watched my wife. I've watched my wife go through pregnancy. And it's not always pretty. I mean, No, I just go by my wife's word because she knew how hard it was. And that baby grew within her and it expanded. It stretched her beyond what she thought she could ever stretch. Listen to me. Sometimes you go through things and you're giving birth to something and you did not think you could ever be able to go through what you could go through. And only going through it could you find out that you're able to do it. Sometimes God will let you go through things because you don't realize what's in you and what great is in you that you're able to get through some of these things you never thought you could. There's some things I went through. I thought I'll never make it through this. It hurts so bad. And I'm on the other side. Come on, and I'm rejoicing in God. I'm not bitter. I'm not angry. I love people. It was hard to give birth to that. It was hard to be in that place, to carry that baby. To give birth to it. To push. Mary received the seed. But I'm going to tell you, the process of giving birth to that baby wasn't easy. Sometimes we're going through things. And listen to me, Mary, sometimes we have to move that we cannot give birth to what God has in the place where we were. I gotta finish this. See, God wants us to be healed. And that I want you to know that we cannot give birth to what God has for us in a place of still being broken and not healed and unforgiveness. So we cannot give birth in that place. We're blaming God because, well, God, how come this hasn't happened? God says, you can't give birth there. And it's sometimes ugly getting from that place to where God has for you. And sometimes you don't want to leave there. I'm being real. Come on, sometimes you just don't want to leave that place. It's comfortable there. I'm just going to give birth here. Drop the baby right here. Just like the deers do. They drop in my field. But here's the thing. But Herod put a tax on all those that lived or from Jerusalem. But she was living in Nazareth. The word of God said that she had to give birth to this baby where? In Jerusalem, Bethlehem. But she was in Nazareth. How are you going to get there? God says, all right, I'm going to let him put a tax on her to push her where I need her. Sometimes we're getting mad. I'm here to tell you, we got to trust God no matter what it is. It doesn't matter where it comes from. I just got to know my help comes from God. So where did she do? She moved. Come on, sometimes I bet you they grumbled. I bet you when they were coming across that desert and the wind was whipping in her face and it was hot and she was sweating and she just wanted to knock out Joseph. You're going too fast. But when they got there, you think it's going to be easy. They get there and there was no room. I'm going to tell you something. It's not always easy to give birth. So God has called us, because if anybody could do it. But God, because sometimes things are tough and God gets us to a place that even when there's no room, she gave birth. She just came to a place that says, you know what, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. She finally came to a place where she was ready to birth Christ. See, God is placing us, listen to me, God is bringing us to places, sometimes pressure. Could you come here? Come on, Bill, could you come here? Kelly, come here. Bill. Come here, come here, come here. Listen, this is my finances. This is all those bills that are big. Come on. Help me real quick. Say, this is trouble. How many have financial situations sometimes where you, come on, we got some heaviness and sometimes doesn't that wear you out? Come on, doesn't that tribulation that you face, sometimes there's some tribulation there, there's some tough things there. Come on, amen. But here's the kingdom of God and here's this place right here that God wants you to get to this place and you don't not sure how you're going to get there sometimes, but these troubles are there, these situations are there and here's, can you stand over here? Here's your bills. Here's all your problems here. They're devastating. And then all of a sudden here you got this big guy here. Here's your family situation. Here's all those things there. Come on, say they're adding up. And then all of a sudden here, right here, what is she? Here's sickness. Here comes sickness. Here they are, here, there. So here's the thing, listen to me. See my attention, I'm seeing all these things. They're real, say they're real. They're real. But I want you to know, this is what I gotta do. I gotta look for where my help is. They're here. These things are here. But it doesn't matter where they came from, how they got there. You might have screwed up. You might have had some mistakes. You might have done this or that, but it doesn't matter. Because God wants you to turn around. And when you begin to turn around, they're not gonna stop. Can you push me? They're not gonna stop. But you see, God will use these things. Keep pushing me. Don't stop. Because your problems don't stop. They're going to push you, come on, amen, into the kingdom. Come on, with much tribulation, it's these things, God said. It's these things. It's those things in your life that sometimes we get mad at. No, come on, that we don't give thanks for everything, but in it. Come on, in it. Because God's pushing you where he needs you to be. He's pushing you. Joseph was in that place. Joseph had that seed. It was easy for him to believe, but to give birth to the seed, it was going to be hell. Not everybody's willing to birth. Not everybody's willing to get there. Not everybody's willing to get to that place. Nothing else matters. Joseph went all to that place and he found himself in a pit. His brothers threw him in the pit. I don't have time to get into it. But one of his brothers, fortunately named Judah, say praise. Praise will always get you out of a pit. And Judah pulled him up out of the pit. And they sold him into slavery. So this don't kill him, it's a sell him. He had every opportunity to get mad at God. Every moment. But I want you to know that in that moment, we can look back now and see this, that he trusted in God. He let that thing, that betrayal, the backbiting, that's hurtful. These are his brothers that he loved. But God was using it to push him. Say push. Push to give birth. push to get you there. Because you don't want to always push. Come on. I don't always want to push. But God says, no, I'm using this for my glory. It might seem hard. It might feel like you're in a tribulation. But this is for your glory. And every time he went, he trusted somebody, but they derailed him. Why? But listen to me. He kept going. Why? Because God was the protector of his heart. And then it goes all the way to the end. Stand with me. He got all the way to the end. All the way to the end. And guess what? He birthed the prophecy. All that prophecy, he birthed it. It's easy to conceive, but it's hard to give birth. It's hard to carry it. Because from the moment of conceiving to that time, it gets harder and harder. And you think you're never going to do it. Man, I just thought of that thing. Do you guys remember that show where that it's where they redo the houses? Remember that? They do the houses, and they have these houses there, and they park the big bus in front of it. And what do they say? They say, move that bus. Do you know that when you're way back there, you could see the promise that's there when you're far away. But the closer you get to the promise, the harder it is to see what's behind it. Sometimes, I'm here to tell you, sometimes it really feels like it's hard to see the promises. But when God moves the bus, you're going to realize it's closer than what you thought. Come on. And then Joseph said this. He says, fear not, for I am in the place of God. I've stayed in my place. When his brothers came there and they found out that he was there, that he was ruling in that place on behalf of the king, he was in a high place, the place that he was prophesied to be. He was in that place. He didn't give up his seat. It says he found him in that place. He's in that place. He says, but as you thought, but as for you, you thought evil against me. But God meant it for good. To bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. God wants to use in the midst of your tribulations to bring forth his plans in your life. And it doesn't seem easy sometimes. It doesn't seem easy. But if you stay in your place, you let God bring it to pass. Your heart stays in the right place. Amen? Father, I thank you that no matter what has been meant for evil against me, God, that you, hallelujah, want to bring it to pass. You want to bring it to pass, God. Lord, if I walk in, if I trust you, God, let us trust you, Father God. Let us be at a place where our hearts are open to you, God, Lord, to let you protect our hearts in a place of worship, in a place of thankfulness. And in that place, God, Lord, you guard our hearts because we give ourselves to the trust of who you are, to what you've done, to your power, to your might. God, we thank you for that, God. We give you praise and glory. Come on. And we declare with all of our hearts that we are blessed and highly favored. God's knocking. Open up and let him in. Hey, don't forget. Hey, do me a favor. Come next week. Bring a friend with you. Bring somebody with you. Amen. To be encouraged. Amen. To be encouraged by Bishop. And I promise you, he's going to put a word in your heart that you're going to need. Amen.